We are on Daf Lamed Amid Beis, Taisvis Dibra Maso Bekarka Einen Igzeles. And until now, we had learned that Taisvis was Mavaya, that if Yiyush helps by Karka, it depends if Karka Nigzeles or Karka Einen Igzeles. If Karka Nigzeles, so then the Gazlan has Kinyan Igzelen the Karka. So the karka is considered einay bershus hanigzal. So then pasta musig of yush. So it's ovud from the nigzal, then there is such an inyan of yush. If we hold karka ein anigzalas, so the karka is oimid bershus hanigzal, something that's oimid bershus hanigzal, it's not ovud from the nigzal, so there's no din yush. That is shitas hataisvis. Now we are 5 lines from in Taisvis when the lines start getting wide. Ubi Yerushalmi Dikloim. That was Taisvis at Boraya from Bavli that Yush, if Yush helps by Karka, depends in the loch if Karka Nigzeles or Karka Ein Nigzeles. Ubi Yerushalmi Dikloim Soif Perik Shvi Mashme. Yesh yiyush lekarke, that karke, that there is yiyush by karke. The porich, the Yerushalmi asks, the yesh karke nigzelet, is there such a thing that karke nigzelet? Omar ablevi, afal pikein, yesh yiyush lekarke. So the rehites, loshen a Yerushalmi would seem, that the Yerushalmi the Makshin held that Yush is dependent if Karka Nigzeles. And that's why Yerushalmi asked the Karsha, since Karka is Ein Nigzeles, how could there be Yush? I believe he said, Alpha Pikein Yesh Yush LaKarka. So it seemed that the Yerushalmi is the Hepech of the Yesaidis, which Taisvis had taught us, that Yush is dependent on Nigzeles. Umiyu yesh liyashiv. They says, we could be miyashiv the Yerushalmi. The lo'ilom ein yush. It could be ein yush lekalke. Ay the Yerushalmi. If a kalke ain't an exelus, ein yush. Ule isa the rabbonon mishim kloyim ay. The Yerushalmi only means, lagabi an isa the rabbonon, they said that there's a din yush lechumre, lagabi isa, that they should have a teres kloyim. Now Taisus will bring down the Yerushalmi and explain the Yerushalmi. Because not in Hosam we learned a Mishnah in Kloyim, Ha'anos Shezora Es HaKerem. This is speaking about a person stole a kerem from someone else, and he was Zeireya the kerem. That means he was Zeireya Tzroim in the kerem, and he made it with his Zriya, he made it Klayim, he made it Shatn. The Yotza Melefonop, and now it got returned. It got returned to the Nigzal. So the Mishnah says, Kaitzroi, that the Nigzal is permitted to cut it, to cut the Kloyim. It shouldn't grow Kloyim. It shouldn't continue to grow Kloyim. Afilu b'moit, this is permitted in Chalamoit, even though Chalamoit is also b'maloche. He's permitted to cut it. It seems not only he's permitted to cut it, we would prefer he should cut the kloyim, that there should not be a giddle of kloyim. Hat kamo yei noisin lepayalim, how much is he mechuyev to spend in order to make sure that it gets cut? Hatshlish till ashlish. Yes, omika, but what if the payalim are not satisfied with ashlish? They want more money. Or else they won't do it. So then he's not mechuyev to spend more money. Then he's permitted to cut it himself. That means if he can get poilim to get rid of the klayim, he should definitely do so, but only for a reasonable price to the shlish. If it's more than a shlish, he can take care of it himself, and even though there'll be klayim growing by him, it doesn't matter. Me'emasai nikra anis. Now it seems there's a new shaila in the Mishnah. When is he called an anis? It seems then the halacha would be not like this, Mishi Yishaka. Vamrinin Allah Bigmore the Yerushalmi, Abba Bayakev B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Kini Masnisin Mutta L'Koytzoy. The Mishnah is telling us it's permitted, they were matter to be Koytzer, the Zvoim, Afilu B'Moyit. Hatkami Yenoysin L'Payalim, Atzlish, Avhune V'Rav Sheishes, the Machlokes Avhune V'Rav Sheishes, how we translate Atzlish. Chad Omar Atzlish L'Schav, that he's moisif a shlish of the normal schiras of a poil, that he could, if the poil wants to ask for a third more for his wages, he should give him that. V'chad omar at shlish l'domim, is mechuyif to give till a third of the value of the kerem. Me'im osay nikra anes, mishe yishoka. Omar Rab Acha nishtako habaylim v'loy nisyashu asunim d'var teure. If it was nishtako shem baylim, Tosfos will explain this later. But then it's also min ha-teure. Nisyashu habaylim v'loy nishtako asunim midivrei seifa. If it wasn't nishtako, so then it's also midivrei seifa. So the Yerushalmi asks, yesh karka nigzelet. This is the Yerushalmi which Tosfos had brought. That there's a din yish, even though there's no din nigzelus. Ad kan Yerushalmi. V'hochi perushay, now Tosis is going to explain the Yerushalmi. Muta lekoytzroy afilu b'moy. The first halach, they return the kerem to the nigzal, so he's permitted to be mekatzer afilu b'moy. What is the chiddush? The melacha asura chutz midova ha'ovid. Afal pikein, it is mutter. Seicher pay'alim, he's permitted to hire pay'alim, afal aderech pirsum. V'kaitza, u'bezriyas ha'anes lo'inesa ha'kerem. So now Tosfos explains this first halacha, that be'emesin, it didn't become klein. Dein odom oisel dobor she'ene shaloi. Even though it's ayyadei ma'ise, because here, by kloyim, it needed nechusem. You need a nichusa of the bailim. In Kozman, there's no nichusa of the bailim. It's not like basa b'cholo. Here, pshat is, you need a nichusa of the bailim. And if he's not a bailim, zafilo yedei maise, he doesn't asa, because he's not a bailim. You need a nichusa of the bailim that the kloyim should grow. That's how Tosfos brings down dachsamim b'babasa. You need nichusa of the bailim. So Mamela, since he's not the bailim, so it's gomish. So now let's go a little further. So if he doesn't answer, so what's this whole Indian of cutting it? So the Mephoshim explain it's Marasayin. It's a Marasayin the Kedin that the people see Kloim going by him. They don't know the Ishtalshalas Advorim that he didn't plant it, that he's Leinichale, it's a Maisa of a Gazlim. So Mamela, there's an Indian to cut it, even though he said it's not a Dovah of it. Altmaris Ayin is permitted, and he should cut it, and he should give money at shlish. That is the yeah. Bezriyas Anis leinesa hakerem. They know the meisadover sheinu shalom. The noisin lepaalam at shlish leschach. Heinu shemablem bezchira shlishoisem ashohi roilitin lahem. Kedom haravuna perkame debo bekame b'mitzvah shlish. What does that mean, mitzvah shlish? That means you're mechuyev to be meisav shlish more than the normal price of the mitzvah, tzidu mitzvah. So kaponim here, you're mechuyev to be meisav on their wages a shlish more. Oman doma ledomim, aynish noislem shlish shavim shakol haperes. Aber yesa mikan lo yesa. Vekaitza kedalkev lo yiske. Namachiyut bisech. Afalacha ramoit. Yeah. Me'em osai nikro shem anes ala kerem. Yeah. Me'em osai. So this is the first half of the Mishnah we're speaking about, when it was Take, did not belong to the Anis. So Bamison, it did never be, never became klayim, because in Adam, Oysa, Dovu, Shein, and Shaloi. And so you don't have any klayim, so the whole thing is a maras. I am the kiddin. But this halachas, our me'emis, I nikra shame, anis ala keren, li choshev kishaloi. When is the taka called his? Sheyeyosa bizriyos. Say that when he's a reye, the taka becomes klayim. When does he become a bailim? So the Yerushalmi says, "Mishiyah ishaka shame bailim imenum." V'nikra shema anis. When the shema bailim is nishtake, people don't remember at all that this keren belonged to Yankel. They know it belonged to this anis. V'aval pishaloi nisyaishu abailim. So that's what Yerushalmi says. It's ishaka shame bailim. Aval pishaloi nisyaishu abailim. Le'omru vele lechasorin kis. Aval pikein. It becomes the bailims. It becomes the anises. There was no yish, and there was yishok yishem bailim. So Tesis wants to explain this then. But how does it become, if there was no yish, so how does yishok yishem bailim help the situation? So Tesis says that nan sobri de miyayish, that he's really miyayish. If it's yishok yishem bailim, he'll walk over to someone, they'll tell him, you know, this is my kerem, the look like he's coming from Mars. I mean, it's Yishok Hashem Bailim. Everyone knows already that this is Yenim's kerem. So, Nasekev Afilud, Omri Deloy Miyayishi Nasekev Tzovach Al Svinosa Yishetova Biyom. That means it's ridiculous. I mean, he's Miyayish. What he's saying is not what his true feelings are. Umitzere Diyaraise Bezriya Sa'anis. So Lechere, so Tesis is saying, in other words, that if he's Miyayish, what he says doesn't mean anything. So if it's Yishak Hashem Bailam and he's Miyayish, so then it belongs to the Anis Minatayim. Now let's just try to explain this halacha. How do we understand this halacha? This halacha, the Nesivis, the Tumas Akriyam on Mahalach, and Rabbi Chanan and Kevit Shulma Baba Basra, the whole Indian that Yush does not help is because we say it's still Bershus HaNigzal. Karka Ein HaNigzalet. So it's still Bershus HaNigzal. A Dovah that's Bershus, so you can't be Miyayish. You can't be Miyayish and a Dovah that's not Bershus. It's Ovad Mimena. Then there's a Parsha of Yush. By a Veda we find a Parsha of Yush. By something that's Bershus, there's no Indian of Yush. Now, Yishok Hashem Bailam Imenu, that means if no one knows, no one cholums that it ever belonged to him, so Memele, Ein Lecha Dova Obed Godlo Mizeh. It's Yichel Kodeine B'Shusay. I mean, it's Ein Yaitse B'Dayon. He can't do anything. It's Yishok Hashem Bailam. No one knows that it's his. So Memele, so, and he's Miyayish also. He says he's not Miyayish, but that doesn't mean anything. So then we say that then the anus is like a kainer. Then Yush helps. It's called a dover ha'ovud. It's called a dover sheini b'shusoy. So there's no chesor in the vein karka nigzele. And the anus is like a kainer. Now the nesivis and shinai and aleph is moisiv. We hear very a bonus over here. But how is the anus kainer? Like the nesivis and the tumasakri also asked this kasha. But Yush is not kainer. How is he kainer? It belongs to the anus. I mean, a teire is klein. Frecht the Nesivis and the Truma Sakri, but Yish isn't kinder by a Gazlan. Good, Yish helps. But Yish isn't kinder. So the Nesivis and Truma Sakri say, I'm already the Kechap. But why doesn't Yish help by Gzela? Because Bisura Suliyodi, because since it was Chal and him Achiyav HaShove, Chal Achiyav HaShove, so the Achiyav HaShove prevents him from being kinder with Yish. But here we're talking about Karka. Karka ain't an Gzela. So if Karka ain't an Gzela, there's no Achiyav HaShove on him to begin with. So Memele, no, but every Karkash and Exos Pasvish can Yish, because it's not Ovud. But over here it's Yishok Hashem Bailim, so Lemais is called Ovud, so it's the past Yish, and here the Gazlan will take a Bikoine, because there's no Chiyav HaShove. There's no Chiyav HaShove, so here the Gazlan will take a Koine B'Yish greater. That is Pshat in the Yerushalmi. Mishani, I was born a porich, we ashkaka, and exels, avul nishayishu, beloy nishtaku. Rishami says further, what if it's nishayishu, beloy nishtaku? Loy mitzami deraise, the kaka, and exels. So there's no yish. Aber mit der Rabbonon also, mit den Rabbonon ist das eben Shem Yush, and so, so there's a Shem Yush, so mit Meile it is, so mit Rabbonon we consider Kilo it belongs to the Anis, after Yush, and mit Rabbonon, so it's Kloy mit Rabbonon. O Paris, the Yerushalmi est, vi yesh Kalken Ixelis. Kloy ma, lesser afilu mit Rabbonon, but if Kalken ainen Ixelis, so mit Meile, so we pass Yush. There's not Nishtaku, and Kalken ainen Ixelis, so there's no Yush. Mishani di yesh Yush, lesser mi da rabbonon mishem kloy. Gets it, Yerushalmi is just saying that they, lechumre, they said is that din yish, even though kaka even exelis, to give it a din kloy mi da rabbonon. So it's nothing to do with us. It is a chumre of kloyim. Ava mi da reis en yish, mi da loy osa mi da reis. Mi uheiche de nishtake shem bailam. But this we do derive from the Yerushalmi. Mir heiget in starke schein beim afel mit der reise je sie mit der reise sie mit der habi so rit war teure ich sie der kam ich das da dann ist aus mir teure sal koch auf bei der starke schein beim then that's the longest it's called a double obot and so passius then you helps mir na teure now there's a merdike kashe that that the Yeshua Yaakov asks, Yeshua Yaakov in Reish Simen Tamem Tes asks Amir de Kekasha. Now, let's be mamtik. We had mentioned from Rabaren, Chayin Lavroch, and Bemis and Dachot Yaakov and Simen Tofen and Dalit Zivkot. And Bob says this, he said, that Bemis and the Sugi of Avankiri, which the Gemara was only choishish, the Gabi purchasing a dasa, a hodos, also din of mitzvah babaveir, also din of shaloi, but Chazal never told us by other inyonim that one has to tell the goy to cut it. Nefilo by hodos kufa, the Gemara said, v'ligzizu inu, that the avankris should cut it. So, we were found the Issa Gzela, if you're Chayish, it's Gozels, we were found the Issa Gzela. So, we had mentioned that Emerson, there's really no true Chash of Gezel. I push it, I have to assume that it's not Gozel. Like the Issa Gzela, I can be Seymach and Roy and all other Birurim and assume that it's not Gozel. I was only a Chumre, like the Kiyama Mitzvah. Maybe it's fault Gozel and he won't be Mekayim the Mitzvah, so there Chazal made a Chumre to make sure that it should be Shalei, it should be Mitzvah Baba Veira, so Chazal said the Seder that you should tell the Goy to cut it. But Meiker Adin, you don't have to declare that it's Gozel. Now let us ask a very pertinent question. Is it Nishtaku Shem Bailim or not Nishtaku Shem Bailim? If it's not Nishtaku Shem Bailim, so we know that there's a Psayankel that's timing it was gegaben from him. That's Tainetachazoi. So then the whole Gemara is Shreklech. So how you allowed to cut it and the whole thing? Why, if it's Nishtaku Shem Bailim, Yen is in my Karkin. Everyone knows it was my Karkin that was stolen. So then the whole thing is very schwer. Darf man doch sagen, Zeretzach hat Nishtaku Shem Bailam. We don't know of anything. No, if it's Nishtaku Shem Bailam, darf Yushal von Mina Teure. So it's a Schreck. The Kashe is a Meuridike Kashe. Let's remain with the Kashe. It's a Meuridike Kashe. That, Shus Yaakov is this Kashe. If we would say the Bavli doesn't paskin like the Yerushalmi, the Kapas Tumorim wants to be mitzadid like that, so then we could breathe a little easier. We could say that's the chiddush of the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi steht el shtik teure that nishtaku shem bailim is healthy yush. Bavli doesn't hold like this. But it's very shvel because lahaloche that we paskin like this, we paskin God not in Chayshemish, but it's put down this din, but in Hilchis Kloyim we paskin like this. Aben Ishtakashem Bailam, it's Kloyim de Reise, because Yishis Kaina there, we paskin like the Yerushalmi. Chazanish seems to say in our sugya that it's a chleinish taku shein bailam. So then again, we have this problem. We have the problem. So chleinish taku shein bailam, then everything is modnim. The Lirabe Takya wants to say, the Lirabe, it seems, was a brother-in-law to the Chokyakiv. He brings the Chokyakiv Shtik Teire, and he wants to say, Nitazoi, that the Takach Shash Gzeil over here. I write in the Gemara speak about tomatoes. So he says, the Gemara doesn't speak about tomatoes, because when you buy tomatoes, you don't go and cut it yourself. You tell the guy to cut it. There's a mitzvah to cut tomatoes. I'm buying it from the guy. He might as well cut himself. But by a hodos als chibuv mitzvah wo chena yid yogi gangen in geschnitten de dos. Here, Ahunen said, you know what the chibuv mitzvah is? Tell the guy to cut it. That's the chibuv mitzvah. I laid in the gemal exizil, you know, so he has a problem with that also. He wants the farem for that also. But al koponim, we have here a moiridike problem, that if it's nishtaku, so there's no gzeiladike problem, then there's a big problem. A yish doesn't help. If it's retzach loy nishtaku, then we have the other problems. It's a moiridike kashim. Let us go a little further. Ba'oid yesh lefogish binyan acha, then Taisva says, lechayre, we could say, gor anandere pshat in the Yerushalmi, as follows. Shenishtaku habaylim veloynis yashu isurei dvar teire, not the way we learn pshat, loy machmas riyas ha'anis koma. Not the way we said before, by nishtaku yish helps. There is yish. That's what they wanted to say. Elo sheholach loy ha'anis v'nishar ha'kerem lifnei ha'baylim. The anis left already. Nishtaku shein baylim v'loy nishayishu ha'baylim v'nishar ha'kerem lifnei ha'baylim v'loy okru mimenu ha'kloyim. And they, the baylim, left it there. Vahoisiv Mosayim, Isurai Dvar Teure, Machmas Abaylim, Shemekaimin Kloyim Ditu. Have it, Kim the Loy Nisyayishu. Goran Andrupsha. Nisyayishu, Nistaku Shem Bailim is nothing. And then Lemaise, it got returned, the Anas left, and it was Loy Nisyayishu Abaylim, it was Nistaku, Loy Nisyayishu Abaylim. So Lamaisa, who does it belong to? So Lamaisa, Loinis Yaisha Bailam belongs to the Bailam. Kozman, the Bailam weren't able, I mean, Kozman was Boshusa Anis, so it wasn't Klayim, because, another Maisa Dovishen Yishaloi. Now the Anis left. So Be'etzim, now it's Shel, they never were Meyai, so now it's Shel Abailam, even though it wasn't Ishtaku, but there was no Yish. So Memele, so now, when it's growing now, it's Kloyim Shaloi that is growing. So Memele, so it's also Min HaTorah. Because he wasn't Miyayish. That's how we could learn Shad. El Sholach Le'anis, Nisha Kelmus Ne'abailim, Le'okru Mimenu HaKloyim, Boisif Mosayim, and now there's less than Mosayim Shel Heta, that means that which grew Bishus Ha'anis, it was Muta, because in other Ma'isadova Shein Shaloi, but now it grew more after the Anis left, Isuri Dvar Teir, Machmas Habaylev, Shemekaimim Kloim Ditu, Havi, given the Loi Nisyayishu, Avo Nisyayishu, the Loi Nishtaku, but if they were Miyayish, V'loi nishtaku midrabonot. Then it's midrabonot. Midrabonot it's also. Midrabonot it's also. V'ike pirchi tuve lola. So then you don't have all the yesoides, which we were mabayer. Fakelt. Nisyayishu is a siba of heter. Mamish fakelt where this is loim shat. Vika pirchi tubel aloshen ze verishen ike. Bemeseches olo perikame tanya birishalmi b'shem Rav Shimon ben Alozo. Birishalmi says as follows. Neiteya lirabim chayev. If a person plants a tree, lirabim means letzorech harabim. planting a tree in his property, the purpose of the planting is that the rabbim should derive benefit from this tree. Chayiv. He's chayiv v'olam. B'neiteya b'seich shaloi. And that is speaking about b'neiteya b'seich shaloi. That means he planted a tree in his property. There's no gezel. And he's miyachedit magdashit l'tzeirich rabbim. So there's a din olam. Birshus HaRabim, but what if he planted a tree Birshus HaRabim? Potter. So then there's no din olo. Begezel karke. It's just like he stole the karke. So it would seem from the Yerushalmi, the vial. Let's just chazarain what the Yerushalmi says. The Yerushalmi says that if a person plants a tree Begzele, there's no din olo. V'yeish karka nigzelet. So now the Yerushalmi asks, can one steal a karka? So l'cheir the kash is, it's not gezel. So if it's not gezel, so it should be chayiv ba'ola. Omer Rabbi Loi, afal pishen karka nigzelet, yesh yish l'karka. Yesh yish l'karka. So memele, so therefore it's not ola. Even though karka ain't an exelus. Al kaponim, before we discuss the lumdus of the Yerushalmi, but the words of the Yerushalmi are very difficult. As the Yerushalmi says, afal pi she'ein karka nigzelus, yesh yush l'karka. And here we can't say, here we're saying kulis, not humus over here. We're saying that the reason there's no din ola, even though karka ain't an exelus, but yesh yush l'karka. This is l'cheira bitri geshef. So Taisi says, Bekule Milsatmu, the whole Yerushalmi is very shver, from beginning to end. First of all, the Yerushalmi seems to hold that Gezel is potter von Ola. The Masnissen dosim toni agazlan shenota chayit. So, we gave this weiter. So this member of Hashem Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, like he takes from Dover Poshet, it's potter with Gezel Karka, like Gezel Karka, agazlan is chayit. Problem number one. Problem number two, Vesu, Maika Porich Abaraise, Vyesh Karka Nigzelis. The Yerushalmi asks, why you put Vyesh Karka Nigzelis? The Mashme, so what did Yerushalmi answer? That even though it's not Nigzelis, but Yesh Yish Lakarka. So then everything is good. The Mashme Shem the Nigzelis, Vyesh Yish, Potam in Ha'olo. That was the kasha. And the Yerushalmi, it's not as yish, I feel it's not nigzelus. Adarab, mikoyach ze yeshli l'chayiv, b'neiteya, kineiteya l'seif shaloi, manam shech. That means if you're answering, you're making it so good that is a din yish, so if I can't, then it's mamishes. That's why he's potter. That's why she b'chayiv. V'oid midami neiteya b'shus harabim, l'gezel karke v'noto. The Yerushalmi says, "Aneiteh b'shus harabim is that's a tzir of gezel." L'chayne b'loy yish, dumi d'shus harab, dein shayich b'yish. Sepasnish kan yish. And then the Yerushalmi answers that it's speaking about that there was yish. So the whole Yerushalmi is very shver. We misaknei the yesh yish. If you'll be misakin the Yerushalmi, you'll say fakel that it's chayiv, not potter. You'll say it's chayiv. So memele, it will be geirus that it's chayiv. Pshus harabim is chayiv. The Gemara. So then now it's good. It's chayiv. It's chayiv because he's kainit. So then Yerushalmi has to be shkarka nigzela, so Rabbi Lohi says, I'll be shkarka nigzela, so she's shlakarka. Then Al Kaponim will understand the Mahalach and the Yerushalmi. So we misakni, the Yeshiyush, so I'll look make sure they shtak or shame abayel. Then we'll have to say, Al Kaponim, if we want this Yerushalmi to shtim with our sugya, we'll say it is speaking about that nishtak or shame baylem, and we brought already a Yerushalmi, by nishtak or shame baylem, there's a din yush. Look, Tosfos weiter. Ki gozuzu avankeri nami neve yush peilem bidaya ditu. The Yerushalmi, the Gemara asks Akasha, that why do you have to tell the guy to cut the hahados? Let the avankeri cut it, and the rabbito have yush vishini vishus biyad haloikha mimeno. In fact, the Tosfos, but time ahu yush shalai medasu, the lo yoda be nigzel be loikeach. The nigzel does not know about the loikeach. The kaimulon bereish elo metzius, the yush le medas le habi yush. So, how would it samazay help? The owner does not know about this loikeach. Kishleimed le mikri yush le medas, alaheched the bo le yoda kaidim shi yodu abailim shenevad mehem. Abaylam was unaware b'chlal of the Veda, so there was taka no yish. If he would know that it was lost, it would have been miyash, but he doesn't know that it's lost. Avalochi yodi bo v'nisyashu mikoydim elodein yish l'kalkin. But here there was yish all the way in the beginning. Now there's a kasha that the achoinim ask on Tosfos. He says, Tosfos somehow in the kasha held that it's yish l'imedas. They don't know, they don't know about this person when he cuts it. So why didn't Tosfos ask on the Gemara before? Before the Gemara's kash. On Rav Huna Gufe, the Gemara says, let the guy cut it. And, let the guy cut it. And it'll be yush, be dai da akum. And Shini Rishus by the Vankari, but he doesn't know about it. It's Yishalei Medas. Why did Tosfos ask Dafke on the Gemara's Kasha and Rav Huna? Till Rav Huna, before the Kasha, Tosfos understood the Gemara. It could be Tosfos held, perhaps you could learn a different shot in the Gemara. Could be, you could say pshat, that what the Gemara says, there's no yish by kalke. It means, because he's not miyayish, because he's lo yotza mershusoy. That's how Tosfos could be understood, the Gemara in the kasha. That he's not miyayish, since everything is mershusoy, so he's not miyayish. Not this elfnish yish. He's not miyayish tak, it's mershusoy. Either yish on the peiris. So, since he knows that the Gazlan will be Toilashit, the Gemara says in Eilu Metzias, Afil according to Abaye Hoziyush Lamedas Lahaviyush, Tamri de Zike, that means if a person knows that the wind will throw off the Tamarim from his tree, so Mikori Yush Miayish, so he knows that this will happen, he doesn't have to know when it's, so that means he knows that Tmorim will be blown off the tree. So that's, and then he has nothing, he has no way of stopping that. So Lamaisa, so there's a yush before on those Tmorim, even though when they fall exactly in some text he doesn't know, but there's a yush, he knows that this will occur. So it could be Tosfos understood that this person who the karka was stolen from, he knows there's a guy here now. He knows that. And he knows that the guy will cut it off. So there's already, so that means Kozman it's not cut off. He's not Miyayish, it's Bershusay. But he knows the guy will cut off the peiri, so there's a yish when the guy will cut it off. I'm Miyayish for that. I'm this matzav, I know it will occur. So, and when it occurs, I was Miyayish from before on that matzav, like by Tamri Deziki, when the wind will blow it off. He was Miyayish from before, because he knew that this matzav he cannot prevent. But Tosfos asked the kasha, but if the Gazlan won't cut the peiris, now Yid goes and cuts the peiris. He didn't know that he's going to cut the peiris. So on this matzav he's unaware of. If he would have known, maybe it'd also be miyayish. But al kaponim he was bechlal unaware of this maisa gzela of a Yid. So on that there was no yish. He was only miyayish of the tlisha of the goy. So he knew there'll be a tlisha of a goy.
That lechayra was Taisus kasha. So Taisus says, anechtik yitok, he's miyash in the beginning period. He's miyash on everything. He's miyash on the karka also. He's miyash on the karka, he's miyash on the peiris, he's miyash on everything. No, the yish didn't help. Kol's man was mechuba. But as soon as it becomes tolish, the yish helps. That's Taisus terence. Shinei achayza lebriyosai loishmeshin. So the gemara is the kasha. Why do we need to tell the goy to cut the hadasim? Let the yid cut it. And he'll be kind of b'shinoi maise. So the Gemara answers, Lulav, etzorech agad. Lulav, etzorech agad, it's a shina chesel b'ryose lo ishmeshin. Like the Chtoises, v'afal gav the koni mid rabon. Like Taisvis, but mid rabon on a shina chesel is kind, kadisa b'reish a goy zlokame. The geizel ate some mishupim. A person went and stole smooth boards, kigoyin nesorim, vasoan kalim, and he just stuck them together, and he could take them apart again. So memela, so the Mishnah says, you kind it. That's called a shinui. And the Gemara explains, you kind it mid rabbonon. That's the inichnam, and hilch a shini, itake, doesn't have a ter a shini, it's a shini achayza, but the rabbonon will masak and you kind it. So Memela, so Taisa says Akasha say Bazoi, so Ainah Nam it's a Shini Achizer, but a Shini Achizer is kinda midarabonon. So weiter. So let the Vankri cut it and it'll be kinda with a Shini Achizer, which is kinda midarabonon. So Taisa answers Kimid Midaraisa Loikoni Loinofikoch. So Posha Taisa means to answer the Kinyan Darabon Le Mahanil Daraisa. I mean, that's true, it's a kinyan darabon, but when you need a shaloi de yeraise, so you can't be yaitse with a kinyan darabon. That's lochayre de ivrin taisus. Umiu, fektach taisus, mehi safte, mash megabi suke de nofi, kapo gab leikoni elam itamorish. The Gemara later on daf lamed aleph brings down a maise. It was a maise as follows, that, the avodim of the Reish Kelusa went into a woman's property and cut down eitzim for schach, and they made it, they were mesachach the sukkah, and they were sitting in the Reish Kelusa, and the avodim was sitting in the sukkah. Now this woman came to Rav Nachman, and she started screaming. She told them, you know, they're sitting in the sukkah gzula. I mean, it's my eitzim, they're sitting in the sukkah gzula. The Gemara says that Rav Nachman didn't answer her because they were koine the schach al takonas morish. That means that the rabbona deke takona la morish agozul sheboni bebire, that they were misakin that the gazlan is koined. So memele, so they have nothing. So the maisa they were yaitz a mitzvah sukkah. That's takonas morish. They were yaitz. So you see, not the way I said, what I want to say. I wanted to say the Kinyan Rabbon Lemhanil Deraisa. So that's why it wouldn't help that Shini Achaiser is Kainami Drabon on Zuktaisvis. It's not true. Because we see Kinyan Rabbon does help Minatoir. The Gemara says later that Takonis Morish helped that they weren't sitting in a Sukkik Zula. That's Taisvis Kash. That's so Taisvis slugs up his territory. There's a beautiful teretz from the Maritz Chayis. Maritz Chayis says he doesn't understand Taisvus. He says like this. He says, it matters what the problem is. Lalocha we paskin that a sukkah gzula you're not yoitz, a sukkah sheula you're yoitz. It doesn't have to be shaloi. It can't be gozel. That's it. I can't sit in a sukkah gzula. But a sukkah sheula, I feel it's not mine. I am yoitz. So he says, a kinyan d'rabbanan, hefke bezen, hefke, salkaponim, to hefke bezen makes that it's not an exalt. It's not yours. It's not the gazlan's either. But if you would need shaloi by sukkah, so then you'd have a problem. Could be the kinyan d'rabbanan doesn't make it a shaloi midarais. But a gzula it's not. By sukkah, all you need that it shouldn't be a gzula. So it's not a gzula. Masha ein kain. By lulav, here you need, by hodis need it should be shaloi. So shaloi, Taisa said a very good teretz. So Taisa said, kinyan d'rabbanan, lamani d'raisa. To make it shaloi, a kinyan rabbana won't help. To make it ois gozel, could be a kinyan rabbana will help. As that's he wants to, peemfer tois viskash. And we could assume the way Tosfos said before. Al kaponim, Tosfos was medame, the two gemoras. And Tosfos brought a raya that kinyan rabbana mahani would arise. So memela, so we're back to the kasha. So, and the Mishnah says that by Ashini Achaisi, you kind of meet the Rabbonah. So why doesn't it help? Ella yesh letaretz osam mishum takonis hashov. But that what the Mishnah says, Nagoizel hates him, that Ashini Achaisi is kind of, that mit Rabbonah has a Torah Shini. Mishum takonis hashovim, they were misakin, that means they made a Shini already. And it's difficult to take apart. Yeah, you could take it apart, but it's difficult to take apart. So, Mishum Takonis Hashovim, they said you're kind. Abba Bahoche, Bagudas Lulav, Baalme, Leishayach Takonis Hashovim, the Nekel Lahateri Gudai, the Pastish Kain Takonis Hashovim. So, Memele, so over here, Taka, it's Taka Shin Yachais, it's not Kreine, because Tolkien is only Mishum Takonis Hashovim. Now, Tosfos asks another kasha. Tosfos asks a kasha that Lachoire, the Gemara asked a kasha, let the Avankri be koine b'shini mais. The Gemara says, not a shinui, a shinui achoise lebriyose. In fact, Tosfos, but there's a different shinui. When he cut it, before it was mechuba, and now it becomes tolish. This is a real shinui maisa. This is a shini mais, this is a shini sheni chayza. So why isn't he kind of with this? Loichoshiv shini maise, kiven the loinishtane shmoi bekach. Since the shinui does not change the shem of the hodos, the mikora asav ashtahase. Kida ashken bereisha goizel kame, hai de gozel dikla mechavre vikotle, a person stole a dekel from his chava, and he cut it down. Avol gav the shodje la aradi day, he threw it down in his karke, he's kind of with chotza, whatever it is. Loikoni. But he's not kind of bishini. My time of the mikore dikla mikri, vahashta nami dikla mikri. Avol gav the posik lechiyusa. So, now let us just understand what Tosfos says. Tosfos says takashem, that lochayre, why isn't the avankeri koine b'shini maise? He changed it. Before it was a growing asa, a growing hodos, and now it's poskel l'chiyus, it's not growing anymore. Tosfos says, takasha lochayre, this should be considered a shinui. Tosfos answers, a lomdes, it's not considered a shinui. We'll talk about this lomdes soon. But Tosfos, that's a kasha in the teretz, and Tosfos brings a gemara, a raya to the teretz. L'chayre, the Tosfos is very shver. If you'll ask a shayla, he should be kind of, when does he become a gazlan? When he cuts it, when does he become a gazlan? Kolzman is mechuba. So it's mechuba. So kaken in exel. So when does he become a gazlan? When it's tolush. So what did he steal? He stole a davar tolush. So what kind of shini is there over here? The din of shini is veheishiv es agzeila asher gozal, that the din hashav is you have to return what you stole. If it changed from what you stole, so there's no din hashav, you're kind of. What did he steal? He didn't steal anything, was stolen a davar mechubel. And now he went and made it tolush. Hot medach hakashit. Mela, he stole a mechuba, he made it a tolush, is a pilpul, so is this a shini? That was a mashtik teire, it's not a shini. Good, so then we understand the whole shakla v'tayya. But over here, he stole a dava tolush. He stole a dava tolush. So Mela, so where's their shini? Where's this, it's the kasha v'ayisach v'ayisach. The amayra v'ki kasha. So the Emerson, the in chedushi agriz, al namasech te suke, Teichat Vorin, he mentions this kasha, and he says, a gewaldike yesod, that the gather of shinui is not that it has to change from what he stole, but if it's changed from what it was, birshus habaylam before the gzeile, that is also called shinui. And he brings a raya from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Nosnei letzabe letzovei odayim letzovei shochel. That a person gave to a person, Reuven gave to Shimon, who dies, to dye his tzema. He told them to dye it red, he dyed it black. So it says there that he's keine b'shinui. Frech the briske rov, when did he become a gazlan? He became a gazlan when he dyed it black. That's the gzela, when he dyed it black. So l'chayre say also the same thing. So the gzeila is on the kozman that wasn't black, there was no gzeila. The gzeila is when by making it black, that kuf is the ma'aseh gzeila. So where's the shinui? So you see this yesod from the Mishnah that the gather of shinui by gzeila is not the way we would push it assume. That the din shinui is that it changed from what it was b'shas ha'gzeila. Now, if it changed from what it was b'rshus ha'baylim, even though the gzeila is already abstealing a dova mishune, that is also called shinui and it's kaine. That's what we see from Yana Mishnah. So now we can appreciate Teis Viskashe. That as long as it became nishtane from what it was b'rshus ha'nigzal, that's also called shinui. That is also called a shinui that is kaini. So Taisa says, "Sayev a gemaldik shinui." Before it was growing, now it's not growing. What does Taisa say? So Taisa says that's not called a shinui. That means that the olchaner is mevaya that the emerson. That means there was be'etzim no hishtanis whatsoever. If you'll be done right now, is there any difference right now between the hodos that was mechuba and the hodos that was tolush? Right now there's no difference. There'll be a difference in a week if you leave it out without taking care of it. It's going to wither, that's for sure. But al kaponim b'shas t'gzeile, it's considered that this is not considered a shini because taka it wasn't nishtane. It is the same matzav now that it was a minute ago. The etzem dova hanigzol did not change. That means if there would be a change in the shem, so maybe takufu would make it, they would do it. It's taka different, but mikori korolei dikla, v'achshav korolei dikla, mikori korolei hodos, v'achshav korolei hodos, so it's not considered any change whatsoever. Gora, and this is worse, mikochsho de loyhoda. What happens if a person stole a behemoth and he was makrish the behemoth, and it became thinner, it became kochush de loyhoda, that it'll never be what it was before. Oymi behemoth iskino, they also there's no shini Hashem. But there the choshev shini avagav deloy nishtan nishmom. Umishalim kishas agzeile. There, because there's a shinui niki, you can tell the difference. He stole an eved, stole a behemah, v'iskino, and now it's old. He stole a young behemah, not another. So that's a shini hanikolei nayim. That's called it was nishtane, even though the shem is before the behemah, now it's a behemah. But al kapon, that's a shini hanikeres. Akash the hoder is also, the loy hoder is also a shini hanikeres. He stole wood and he smoothed it out. All these things are shinuyim, which is no shini Hashem. It's a shini nikel. It's a shini nikel. So that is a teira shini. Mashenken over here, there's no heker whatsoever from the minute before the tlisha to the minute after the tlisha. And there was no shini Hashem, so memela that's not called a shini. So let us get back to the sugi. So the Gemara asked Akasha, that let it be kind of a shini ma'isa. So the Gemara said, it's a shini achoizo. Like the Gemara v'likniyu b'shini Hashem. Taime. And that's what the Gemara said. For who adin b'shini Hashem? So shini Hashem also has the same gedorim. כדמרינם במרובה גבי מורש, לשיני החויסל בריוסוי בשיני השם לא ישמי שיני. Now, let us just tell over a Gemara in Baba Kama for 1 minute, so we'll understand the Hemshech of Tosfos. There was a memre of Rav Yosef there, Rav Yosef in Merubed, Av Samach Loba Medbei, said a shtik teire, that Ashini Hashem is koine. Just like Ashini Mais is koine, because it became something else, Ashini Hashem is also koine, because it's called something else. That's also called Ashini. Fine. So the Gemara is the Kashan Rav Yosef that it says Alamore Shagozl Shaboni Bebire that the Chome made a Takone that Yekoine Talstat Takonis Morish. So the Gemara asks according to Rav Yosef that Shini Hashem is Koine, so there's a it should be Koine Min HaTorah Mikori Korilei before you called it a beam a Morish, and now you call it Tlolo, you call it it's a roof, it's part of a roof. It's a different name. The Gemara asks it's a Shini Hashem. So on this kasha, there's two terutzim in the Gemara. Rav Yosef says, no, even in this massive, it's also called a beam. It means a raya from a posik. So what's pshat? So the yeshta makasha, you should be kind of a Shini Hashem. He said a teretz, it's not a Shini Hashem. That's Rav Yosef's teretz. Rav Zeire said a teretz that it's a Shini Hachoyza. It's a Shini Hachoyza. So a Shini Hachoyza is not kind of. Now, the Gemara, now, when you learn the Gemara, so one can, Kanshelben, what did Rav Yosef say? Why didn't Rav Yosef say this Teretz? Rav Yosef said it's not a Shini Hashem. She can learn two ways. One way you can learn, Shat, Ezukter Demis, he had to tell you a Teretz, a Shini Achoyz, he's telling you the Kashi by Yitzchak Nishton. It's not a Shini Hashem. I mean, I have to tell you a Teretz to the Kashi. The Kashi, but it's not even a Shini Hashem. That's one way you can learn. But Demis, in Vashteitzach, it's a Shini Achoyz, but I want to tell you, that's a teretz to the kasha. It's a shinoi. Shinoi chayz is not koine. But he wants to tell him the kasha fights the shot. That's one way you could learn. You could learn, and it seems that's what Tosfos wanted to learn now, in order to be miyashiv agamore, that Rav Yosef holds, no, that Rav Zeire tells is not a teretz. Shinoi achayz by shinoi Hashem is koine. So therefore, he couldn't say Rav Zeire's teretz, it's a shinoi achayz. Shinoi achayz only by shinoi maise is not koine. By shinoi Hashem it is koine. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef better say a teretz that, but it's not a Shini Hashem. That's the first teretz of Tosfos. The poor Chok, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yosef. The Masri calls him Shinui Achrine, so he holds that a Shinui Hashem Achoyzer is kind. And we had mentioned the Svore that the Tumas Sakri says, and the Svore will help us in this whole Tosfos. That there's a moira de kechilik betishin ashini a maisa achoyza and ashini Hashem achoyza. Ashini maisa achoyza, that means if you had a gozal nisoyim vason kalim. So since each board mitzad atzmoy did not change, it's ashini achoyza, the board is, by putting the sticking the five boards together since it's choyza, so you still have five boards. You'll ask a shayla, what is each board called after you made a keli out of it? It's still called a board. I mean, if it's not choyzer, it's not called a board anymore. They're stuck together, loylem boards, and now it became a keli. The board is not a board anymore, because these five boards became attached and became a keli. But if it's a shini achoyzer, so the board remained a board. So if I'll ask you, what is this? Now point to the board is a board. So the board never changed. That is the halacha in shini maisa achoyzer is not called a shini because the taka didn't change. And the Chazaynish says over there, the Shem also didn't change. You'll ask, what is this called? This is called a board. So Mamela, therefore, it's a Shini Achoyza. Mashen Kein, our Gemara said that the Gemara said the same thing. When you'll take a Hodos and you'll tie it together with a Lulav, so you'll say, did it change? Before it was a single unit, now it became a Dova Me'ugit. It didn't change because he could just untie it. So it's still the same what it was before. In Shini Mais, it didn't change. It was just like before, it was one unit, it's still one unit. It's next to a lulav, it's attached, but it's chayzer, so the etzem zach didn't change. But the shem changed. Now it's called a hishane. So now there was a shine. So memela, so that's the chayre, that's the svara of Rav Yosef al kaponim. That means Rav Yosef held that even though this beam is Chayza, Tashini Achayza, but Al Kaponim, that is a different name. If your kash is a kash, it's Akabita. Before it was called a beam, now it's called a roof. So the name changed. So Agama is going according to Rabbi Yosef. V'oid yesh loima. Then Taisus wants to say a second thing. V'shine yashem deleke shine maise ba'adei loikoni b'choyza lebriyos. Taisus says, a shine yashem without a shine maise loikoni b'choyza lebriyos is not koine b'choyza lebriyos. K'moy morish. T'chamayisho hu bonay bebire. That what the morish is bonay bebire lechosh of shine maise. That is not considered a shine maise. Avol hoche de ogdoi. But here it's ogdoi. Arei uchoshev shini maise. This is called a shini maise. Bahadi shini Hashem vikoni. Avol gav de hodole milse. So, Taisvis is answering as follows. First, let's say the Ivrin Taisus. Then we have to understand the Lomdus of Taisus. Taisus is saying that Mamison Ashini Hashem Achayzer is also not Kainan. But Ashini Hashem, that you need a Maise. Ashini Hashem Deleke Shini Maise Ba'adei, that is no Shini Maise. So that's not Kaina B'chayzel Abriyos. K'may Morish, that's not called a Shini Maise. T'chmayishu hu boni bebire, lechoshev Shini Maise. Avol hochet da ogdoi, erechoshev Shini Maise. Ahadi Shini Hashem. B'koni. And this is Kaina. So first of all, the Ivran Taisvis is that here there's a Shini Maisa. Here it's different, here there's a Shini Maisa. There there's no Shini Maisa. You also have to understand. But Al-Koponim, from the Loshna Gemara, we see that the Kinyin is Shini Hashem, not Shini Maisa. The Gemara says, what new be Shini Hashem? So Taisa is a kasha, but it's a Shini Hashem Achayza. Taisa says, but here there was a Shini Maisa also. But it would seem from the way Taisa says, Pshat in the Gemara, the Kinyan is Shini Hashem. When there's a Shini Maisa, then a Shini Hashem Achayza is Kaine. And if there's no Shini Maisa, then a Shini Hashem Achayza is not Kaine. It could be the Sforan Toisvis is as follows. Again, the Lomdis of Shini Hashem is better than Shini Maise, it's like the Tchuma Sakri. Here there's a Shinui, it has a new name, then a Shini Maise is Tamuzin Arashinui. It didn't change whatsoever. That's a double muskim. Afal Pikein, a Shini Hashem Achoizel, is a greyese. What's the greyese? That since it could be changed, so that's not a, it's not a permanent shinui, it's not a shinui choshuk. I mean, it's a change now. Now it's called a hishana. It's called a hishana, but it will change. So memele, so mitzad, the lachzer, So Lemaise, since it could change, so Memele, that's a chesaron in the Shinui Shaboy. Not a true change, because it's a change which can reverse and be the way it was before. So it's a chesaron in the Shinui. So now Taisus is saying as follows. If there was a Maise which brought about the change, and you'll need a Maise, you'll have to change it in order to reverse the change. So then I say that's called the Choshev Shinui. That means Basher Husham. That means I made this before it was a Hodos. Now I made it into an Agude. So that's a change. It means there's a physical change over here. This Hodos became now a Chelik of an Agude. So, and this has a new name. This is called the Hishane. In order for it to lose this name, you have to do you have to make Oisa Gude. So that means, so Abu Ba'ashel, so Kozman, nothing is done. So this change is called a shinoi. That means it's called a change. And even though you can make it ice, but since you need a maisa, you have to change the physical status of the hodos in order for it to lose the name. So that there's no greyus in the shinoi shabai. That means a shinoi the zikher is, and there's no greyus in the shinoi that which it could fall off, because you have to change the whole status in order for the shame to fall off. By Amorish Agozel, Taisa says there is no Shini Maisa. That's what Taisa says. And by Emerson, from the Gemara, it's not called a Shini Maisa, because the Gemara only has the Kasha and Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said that a Shini Hashem is Koine, so the Gemara asked, oh, Rav Yosef, why aren't you kind of b'shini Hashem? Why need takonas moris? The moris says the rutsim. Tabzera says that shashini achayzer. Why didn't anyone ask a kasha shashini maise? No one answered shakasha. Why isn't it takashini maise? Lachayre it's a merlik shini maise over there. They are speaking about Rashi says pshat. He put a beam and then he built a ceiling over this beam. He attached nesorim and thus and. So why isn't it, and he built an ali on top of it, why isn't that called a shini maise? So dachtzich mir pshat is that a shini maise means that the thing that was stolen changed. For example, person stole chitim and he made it kemah. So he changed it. Before it was a kernel, now it became flour. A gozel porov and nisabro. A muberes v'yolda. There was a change. There was a physical change. The davar hagozel changed. Our Gemara tells us if you make an agude, that means you have a single article, and you make it into an agude, that's also a physical change. It changed. Before you had a single hodos, and now you made it into an agude. That's also a change. Once it's a lomdus, it's a shini achayt, but it's a change. The etzem zach changed. Physically it changed. If you have a beam and you'll put a roof on top of it, so this is supporting the roof. That is true. That what do you have a beam? Let's say example, you'll have a person. I'll put a ton of bricks on top of the person. So I change the person. He's supporting now a ton of bricks. That's what he's doing. But Lemaise, there's no change in him. He's working now. He's supporting. He never changed. The Gemara held Amorish is not called Amorish Agozel Shabonei Bebira. It never changed. You're using the strength of the Morish to put a roof on top of it, but the Etzem Zach never changed. So Memele, you don't need, so it's not called you have to change the physical status of this Chayfetz in order for the Shem to go off. The Shem will go off without changing the physical status. Yeah, for Shteitzach, you'll take off the roof. But the physical status of this chayfet does not have to be changed in order for the shame to go off. So that is called Ashini Hashem Achoyze. Masha Ein Kein, by a hodos, since Lamaise there was a physical change, the hodos became now an agudim, so therefore, so in order for the shame to go off, you have to change the physical status of the chayfet, so that's not called Ashini Garuah.